Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, our Messiah. The name of this program is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and we're going through the book of Joshua today. I think we're going to jump right in. So here we go. Joshua, we left off at chapter 20 and verse 1. The Lord, and of course, by name in the received text, the 3068, this also called the Tetragrammaton, Yahuwah by name, also spoke unto Joshua, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spoke unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. Of course, we know that the commandment, thou shalt not kill, referring to murder, by the case law that is given to us in the scripture, descriptions of what constitutes murder. And we have here something that does not constitute murder. But what we would commonly call manslaughter today. And they have degrees of manslaughter. You could be held culpable by virtue of negligence. You should have known. You didn't mean to kill somebody, but it happened. Creative nuisance, where you create a condition where somebody may be endangered or the lives of somebody may be endangered. You act carelessly or carelessly create a nuisance whereby somebody may be harmed. So that is in first degree. It is in premeditated homicide, but rather it is quite accidental, because the minute you get premeditation into it, or even malevolent will toward another, and they get killed because of your malevolence toward them, well, it adds up to murder. But anything less than that is what we call manslaughter today, and there are degrees of culpability for that also. But here, the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and you have a city of refuge. Do we have anything like a city of refuge today? No, they don't have anything like a city of refuge today. They just want to put you in prison. And what usually happens is the prosecutors don't care whether it's manslaughter or murder, unless it's obvious. I mean, it's obviously a case of manslaughter if you kill someone accidentally, say in your automobile or something. They step out in front of you and you're not culpable at all, and it was their fault. It's still manslaughter, but you have no culpability in that case. Many times, the prosecutors of today, well, they will prosecute innocent people if they can. They'll prosecute anyone they can blame a crime on. They don't care what that is. They always go for first-degree murder if it is all possible, whether the case warrants it or not. And sometimes the jury decides on a lesser charge of manslaughter. But these are professionals, and they're paid liars, so, you know, they're not culpable for their crimes of bearing false witness against their neighbor, which is another commandment that our Heavenly Father thought was very important, and he put in his the Ten Commandments there. So very important. You know, I've heard many people say, well, you've heard the commandment says thou shalt not lie. You know, I've looked, I've searched the scripture high and low, and I still haven't found that commandment, thou shalt not lie. And of course, the one they're referring to is, thou shalt not bear false witness against their neighbor. And then they'll read that one like this. They'll say, thou shalt not bear false witness. And they'll stop there. Well, that's not the commandment. The commandment is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, that your neighbor might be prosecuted or put to death or suffer harm because of your testimony. And I'll tell you, those good Christian people in Germany during the Third Reich, who hid both, you know, Christians, Jews, and yes, even rebellious Catholics, and and lied to the authorities, well, they were not bearing false witness against their neighbor. And they were not breaking a commandment for bearing false witness. Because even as we went through the book of Joshua here, we see that Rahab bared false witness, but she did not do it against her neighbor. She did not do, and it wouldn't have, it was false witness, but it wasn't against her neighbor. It was to hide the men of God, because she had faith in the God of Israel more than she had faith in the authorities and the gods of Jericho. So, a little aside there, but still having to do with the law. And so finally, they're going to build the cities of refuge. Do we have a city of refuge today? How many people would be there if they did? And what kind of people would be there? Well, I know what kind of people would be in the city of refuge. There would be those that serve God and wish to give comfort to those that have lost their life because of an accident, because of their own carelessness, or for whatever reason. There would be those who would be there to want to minister to them. And of course, you would have your criminal element there. It seems hard to get away from that criminal element anywhere you go, and especially in government. I mean, if criminals can get into government, they've got the perfect cover for their crimes, do they not? I think the biggest criminals in our nation are in the government. Yes, those are the smart criminals. The ones who aren't so smart are out there getting busted by the big criminals and thrown into prison with all of the other innocent and persecuted folks that they regularly pursue. Okay, so we go on. That the slayer that killeth any person unawares, verse 3, and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And who is the avenger of blood? Well, that's the one who would seek your life for the life of the one that you accidentally or carelessly brought about the death of. And that might be their kin, whoever the avenger of blood is. And of course, that's not allowed today. If you go out to avenge the blood of your kin, you become the criminal too. So we have to be wise in these days. We can't just go about avenging bloods, avenging blood, and we have to be wise and consider everything we do carefully. And I'll move on from that. Verse 4 of Joshua chapter 20. And when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city. And they shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place that he may dwell among them. So basically, this place of refuge is that you go to the elders of the city, and these are the people who would hear your cause, and they would decide basically, if you had a cause to enter the city of refuge, or if you were just a criminal trying to escape the punishment for your sin, perhaps, and they would judge it there. And then, of course, the avenger of blood could come and bring a case against you. And so the city of refuge would also be a city of just judgment, and hopefully a city of justice. And These are the types of things that we should have in our kingdom government. Of course, I have no hope of ever seeing these things established in America. And of course, if a few of my good friends who wish to see the breakup of the United States of America, as I do, the United States of America should never have become one nation. It should have remained the United States of America and been by now 50 separate nations. But of course, we all know that the form of government changed with the Civil War, with the tyrant Abraham Lincoln. And yes, I said tyrant Abraham Lincoln. How anybody could uphold this man is something great, I don't know. Some say that perhaps that he repented of his deeds and that he wanted to restore the South to the same footing that they had before the war. And, I've never tried to unscramble an egg before, but I imagine it's an impossible task. He had scrambled the egg, and some say that's why he was killed. because he did not want to go along with. Perhaps he did see too late what he had done, or what he had allowed to be done, what he had allowed himself to be pressured into doing, or controlled into doing, manipulated into doing. And if I, all those things I'm saying kindly, perhaps he saw in the end, because I know it was his intent. And it was also the intent of course, of his vice president. And yes, Reconstruction didn't happen until they got Andrew Johnson out of the way, because he also wanted to restore the South to the same footing. And, of course, you had those that hated the South. You had those that instigated the war, those that controlled and manipulated, I believe, controlled and manipulated Lincoln, starting with Jesuit coadjutors who were prominent in Lincoln's life. And some of them are believed to be repentant priests, and I'm still wary of all of that because I have no other reports except their own testimony, and I need the testimony about a man from more than just the man and his close kin. I'll tell you that much. And so far, I don't have it. And some of you know of whom I speak, and some of you have no clue, but I'm not going to get into that because we're far afield of our topic here in Joshua. And what I'm saying is that perhaps if the United States is ever restored to its former status, where we have 50 independent states, or more or less, probably less, because it may be perhaps, perchance, that several states will band together and form their own union. And some of the states, some of the larger states, may separate and say, we will be our own country. Because, I mean, you have the state of California. And boy, that's one that should be split up between North and South. Of course, you have your wicked stronghold in the North between Sacramento and San Francisco, and you have your wicked stronghold in the South between Los Angeles and all the wickedness that happens in that area. So I don't have any hope for California unless it splits into three parts or something, you know. Or four parts even. You know, you could have the extreme North, but I don't know. I don't have much hope for it, but you never know what's going to happen. They did supposedly break up the Soviet Union and into several states, but I'm wondering if that's all just for consumption. Because, and why do I say just for consumption? Well, one, you know, glasnost for the world. And, you know, why keep the Soviet Union together when America is already as Soviet as the Soviet Union and going down the same road that led to the financial demise of the Soviet Union? And yes, America is on the same road. That's right. Socialism, and communism are the same thing as far as I'm concerned. One just may be on steroids, and it seems like America is now on steroids. So really, what hope do we have? In the millennium, we will have the city of refuge, the city of justice, the city of judgment. And that's what we will have there in the city of refuge. And that's what was commanded for Israel. And those are the reasons as adequately spelled out here in Joshua and also in Moses as we went through those. We discuss some of these same things, but now we see they're in the land, they're going to build the cities of refuge. We have no refuge today. We have little compartments in each state, in each county, where the vultures gather, and they wait with all of their friends and prey on anyone who gets entangled with the law and the criminal injustice system. We'll continue here. And when they'll hear his cause, and they'll take him into the city and give him a place that he may dwell among them. If the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up to his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly and hated him not formerly. Saying, we remember the words of the Messiah. If you hate your brother without a cause, then you are guilty of the judgment. You're a murderer in your heart. So he raised the standard. But really the standard was the same. We see it here in the law. He hated him not formerly. He did not hate the man. If I accidentally kill someone with my automobile because they perhaps jumped out in front of my car as I'm driving down the highway, I didn't hate him. I didn't intentionally kill him. However, if I created a nuisance carelessly and he fell in, well, I still didn't hate him. I was just very careless. I should be culpable in that case. And I believe the law really covers that too. If someone digs a pit and their ox fall in, and your neighbor's ox falls in it and dies, then you have to restore the neighbor's ox and you get to keep the dead ox. We got to the law on that. Well, is it any different with a man? A man is much more valuable than an ox. So you create a nuisance that causes the death of someone, then you would be responsible to, in some fashion to that family, to care for the ones that he cared for, to provide the labor or some type, but you wouldn't be responsible with your blood. It wouldn't be blood for blood because it wouldn't be murder, because it was an accident, even if it was your carelessness that caused it. And this is the law. This is the law of God's kingdom. This is the law that will be established during the millennial reign of Christ. And some of you may think, well, what are you talking about, Nicholas? During the millennial reign of Christ, will there be murder? Will there be manslaughter? Will people be being born and dying? And yes, they will. The only thing that will be changed during the millennial reign of Christ will, one, is that all of the kingdoms of men and all of their justice systems and all of their forms of government will be done away with. And the kingdom of God and his form of government will be established in the earth, because the Son of Man, the King of Kings, will return and he will plant his feet on the ground, and the dead in Christ will rise. That will be us. And those who are alive and remain at that time, and I believe several hundred years off into the future, I'm not one of those that are saying, oh, Jesus is coming, the sky is falling, and we're going to be raptured out at any minute. I'm not going for that. Is there a rapture? Well, the Bible doesn't use the word rapture. It talks about a catching away. Those who are alive and remain will be transformed in the moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and that will be when the last trump sounds. First, the dead in Christ will rise. Then those who are alive and remain, those who are living in his kingdom at that time, those who have not passed on, and they're passed on their mortality from mortality to immortality before that time, they will rise first. And then, you know, I'm talking about a specific event in time, in history, that will happen when that last trump sounds. And there's no pre-rapture, last trump rapture thing where, you know, we get caught up and then we come back with Jesus 3.5 years later after half of the tribulation period, and those people that are left behind, oh no, and all that stuff, you know, all that fantasy of the Left Behind series. None of that is found on the Bible. None of that is founded on Scripture. Well, you know, perhaps it is founded on it, but it goes far afield of it. And, cause they use the Bible as a basis, but, you know, what would you call it? The mechanics of what they're proposing is not supported by the Scripture. There are no two last trumps. There's only one last trump. There's no snatching away a secret hidden beforehand and everyone else is going to catch up later or something like that. It's not Daniel 70th week juxtaposed off into the future. I have yet to have anyone show me in the Scripture anywhere where it says that there's extra time between Daniel's 69th and 70th week. And so until they come up with that for some biblical authority, I have to believe that the 70th week did follow the 69th week. And boy, we do get far afield here when we're talking about the kingdom come and his kingdom government and when it's going to be set up. But all of these things all work together, and it's good to see all of these things as we go through the Scripture. We discuss his law and his kingdom form of government and how we need to implement his law in our lives to the best of our ability. We need to implement his form of government. And perhaps all of the implementing that we're doing in this lifetime, in this mortal existence, is only practice for the millennial reign, for the resurrection. I'm getting ready. How about you? And I'm implementing as much in my life as I can. You know, I'm working my best to implement the law of inheritance here, you know, on a piece of land that will be handed to whoever I designate as my heir. And of course, the law would say the firstborn son, but we see that that the father could pick any son he wanted. And, many times the lastborn was picked. Jacob was picked over Esau, even though Esau was the firstborn. And so it goes on. Joseph, was chosen, you know, by, of course, if the seed of the Messiah came through Judah, of course, but Judah wasn't the firstborn, was he? So how did he receive the birthright? And on it goes. So we see that the father gets to choose whom he will. He can say, well, this son, he is the righteous one. This is the one I favor. This is the one I want to be the head of the clan, the head of the inheritance that is going to use what I have built for the kingdom of God, that is going to use what he adds to it for the kingdom of God, that is going to instruct his children and his children's children to take this powerful family government and carry it on and march it forward directly into the kingdom of God as long as they can, until our enemy wipes us out and kills us for the cause, or we march directly into the kingdom of God by virtue of the Messiah showing up on the earth. Now, how's that for a vision of kingdom family government? And shouldn't we all be thinking along these lines? If we say we love God and we only want to do the things that please him, because if you don't only want to do the things that please him, then you can't say that you really love him. Okay, we're going to continue here in Joshua when we come back from the break. Do go by my website, crosstheborder.org, and email me. Take advantage of the studies there. You can also listen to this study. It'll be posted in a couple hours on the website. We'll be back in a few minutes.